Good afternoon, I'm Deirdre at this community.
Hey Mandy, this is Sam. How are you?
Hi, can you give me just one moment?
Sure.
Thanks.
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi.
So now is this a good time to talk to you?
Sure.
All right. So as I sent you the document, right? So and we have made all the most of the changes on this side. So did you review it?
Well, I feel like some things may be getting lost in translation. Let's start with, whenever we click on a different page, we can't go back to the home page.
Okay, that is a linking problem. No problem. I can update the links. Actually, there is no link. No problem. It's a very few things. Oh, and any other point?
The three pictures that are supposed to transition on their own on the home page.
Yes, the three
only
pictures
there.
Only
one of them shows up.
It's a three pictures
It only shows
there.
One.
It's three.
Right, but it only shows one.
Okay.
When it switches to the second and the third, it's a black screen.
And my system is showing the correct thing. Well, no problem. Let me see what happened, why it's not opening in your screen. Can you press Ctrl-Shift-R?
Control Shift R.
Yep.
I did that.
It's not. Is it still not showing there?
No.
Okay, no problem. Let me see why it's not showing in your system. No problem. I note down this point. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So let me just look at the email I sent you with all the notes. It'll be easier. So we already talked about the page, the three pictures on the homepage changing. So I asked you, do you think it's possible that you can blur out the backgrounds of the pictures?
Which picture? The main banner picture or
of the
Dirty
pictures that
Diamond.
you're using in general.
These three pictures you're talking about, right?
Well, I only can see one,
Right,
so I don't know what the other two are that you're using.
so what do you want me to do with that or first picture? You are saying we need to blur
Can you
that?
blur out the background?
So once I will go ahead and blur the background, so only the picture will not be clear then.
Well, we want the focus to be on the Jagwing,
Oh, okay. So you want to
which
blur
is,
the
that's
background and
the,
it will be focused on the just Jack J Jagwing's
right,
logo.
'cause that's
Oh,
what we're representing.
got
Okay,
you.
and then also if you look at that home page, that first picture, do you see at the top of the, in the back of the truck, there's a big box, if you will, and at the top it says Striker. So that's a logo for another product for another company. So we definitely don't
MBL.
want to be able to see that. No. It says up at the top
Striker.
in the center, it says Striker, and then just behind the white cab of the truck, it says Rugby. So we don't want to be able to see those because then we're promoting their products and not ours.
Okay, JJ Jagwine. Okay, got you. I'm noting down.
Okay.
And let's move to the
Right,
underneath
so,
option. Yeah, it's a wing match. Do you want to do anything with the wing match section?
well, I'm going piece by piece where I'm at. So do you see the line on the homepage? It's got the red ribbon, then the gray ribbon, and then it switches to the pictures.
Which section are you talking about? The
The
banner image
homepage.
on the homepage having a
Yep.
banner section.
You see how there's the red banner where our hours are and the phone number, and then the gray banner where all the pages are, and then it switches to the pictures. So is there a way to gradient the colors so they're not such harsh transitions?
Okay, hang on, if you don't mind. Actually, it's a little confusing. The first section on the homepage is the banner images, and underneath having a wing match section, and underneath having a
No, no,
part
no,
category.
no. Okay, so we're talking about each individual section of it. When we're going from one section to the next, the transition line is very hard. Is there a way to make the transition line a little more gradient?
Okay.
So it's not straight from red to gray to black, you know, like a transition of color.
Yeah, transitions of colors is fine. I'm not talking about that, right? I'm talking about wait.
No, that's.
Okay, so you are saying when we scroll down, the top menu will be scroll down together. Here's a bar there, right?
Right, can you make that bar not so hard?
That's a gray bar, so we need to change the color, right?
Well, I don't necessarily think we need to change color. I don't know if there's a way to transition each section into the next without it being such a hard stop.
Okay, if it's possible, Mandy, can you come on the Zoom so you can show me the thing?
I can't talk on the Zoom, remember?
No, only is that you can stay with me over the call right now. You just share the screen over the Zoom with me so we can talk right over there.
Okay, can you
Yes,
send me the link?
I'm sending it right now. Stay with me, please. It's more convenient to, you will show me the what the thing was that you're talking about. Here we go. Send you that. Please join.
No, I haven't gotten it yet. Oh.
I just sent you.
says you're gonna let me in.
Right, please share your screen. Yes, here we go. That's great. Please go ahead.
Okay, can you see it?
Yeah, I can see that, right? It's not showing.
Okay, do you see the red to the gray? And
Yes.
then the gray to the black? See how it's hard? It's like really, it's a hard line right there. Is there a way to gradient that transition so it's not such a hard line? And it goes all the way down, right? Every transition is hard.
Got you. Great. Please go ahead for the next point. I got you there.
Okay, are you seeing how my home screen is black after it switches this one?
Yes, I noted out that point. I will fix it. No problem.
Okay. And also, the team wanted to know if you could turn, make these a little bigger.
A menu bar wedding?
I'm sorry?
You're talking about the text, right?
Yes, the headings for the pages. And turn them black so that, oh, now I've got to find what my list is. Yeah, make them red so they light up black when they're hovered over.
So you are saying the main heading color should be red
turn
and
these, light. These here, see how they're turning red?
Uh-huh.
Can they be red and turn black when you hover over them?
Yes, it will be. Okay, the heading color should be red and the hover color should be black.
Okay. And then as we're scrolling down, you see how the ribbon stays?
Yes.
The header?
Yeah.
Is there a way to make that disappear? Because on the phone version, it takes up more than half of the page when you're trying to scroll down.
Got you. Go ahead.
Let me see. This wing match. You can, because we're gonna eliminate this dealer section off the front page. Those are not our dealers. Those are dealers for MDI, not for Jagwing. So this doesn't need to be here. That whole thing can go away. So the wing match can actually be made bigger.
Section should be big.
I'm sorry?
A WinMax section, the entire section, or the only just heading will be big?
The whole section can be bigger because we're getting rid of this dealer part.
So dealer, I believe you will have also a dealer, so you can provide me your dealer's name so I can replace with it.
Yes, we will, yeah.
So we
but we're not going to have them on the front page.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to have them under the Find a Dealer page.
Gotcha.
And so as far as this, oh, I wish it would stay long enough so I could actually talk to you about it. So see the big print on the first picture?
Right.
We need it to say add capacity, increase efficiency. It's in that email I sent you.
Yes. In which picture? The first one?
The very first picture. And you can actually keep that verbiage on all three pictures.
Okay, and that
add capacity, increase efficiency, but take out the small words because nobody, I didn't even know they were there, to be honest with you.
Add capacity and efficiency, right?
Add capacity, comma, underneath it, increase efficiency, but take out the small words.
But can you come back to the first picture, please? Yeah, here is a picture, load weight, low maintenance. I will remove that.
I'm sorry?
Right now he's having a words, load weight, low maintenance. I need to remove it, right?
Yeah, they can go away and put in
add,
add capacity, increase efficiency, and then take out the small words underneath it.
What about the button word?
What so what can Jagwing do for you?
Yep.
That can just be a link to, you know, the Jagwing info.
and button should be linked to about us page, right? And efficiency banner wording to all three banners. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay, remember, we're going to take this dealer section out. We're going to send you a video
That's
to upload
perfect.
A place of this.
Uh-huh.
See this gradient? See how
yep.
that's gradient? We want something like that right underneath the picture. So rather it be part of the wing, you know, part of the wing match. We want that kind of background up there, but obviously with a jagwing picture. We don't. We want a jagwing picture. We don't want a mechanical picture.
So
anywhere.
Okay, so I will with the jagwing. I will use your logo there. Jagwing.
Even this one on the bottom. We don't want a mechanical picture. We want to use one of the other pictures. And then for whatever reason, the picture down at the bottom is broken.
Yes, please go ahead for the other.
Be sure to not add any MDI truck information, because that's this is not MDI truck. Throughout the whole website, you can use different pictures with different angles of the jagwing.
And what about the jagwing feature section?
That should be fine. I think it'll be fine. Somewhere, make sure you put like the jagwing information, 1 year warranty.
Sorry?
There's a 1 year warranty for the jagwing. So we're going to want to make sure we write that in the information, the jagwing features, we're going to want to make sure we do that.
So right now the point of this section is fine, or you want to change some points?
For the features?
Yep.
No, I think it's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Just I would just add 1 year full coverage warranty.
One more point. 1 year full coverage warranty, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, you see how this thing's right here. That's a car part. We don't want car parts on here. We want something that has to do with the jagwing. Everything needs to be associated with the jagwing. And then see how this is the same picture as the first picture on the homepage. Can we use different pictures? See, this is the same one also. So just use different pictures throughout the website, and then
I think we use a different picture, only that one is same, I guess, the top one.
This one's the same. This one's the same. See how it says striker here?
Uh-huh.
And rugby?
Yep.
We don't want to see that.
I will remove that, right? And on the Jagwing info page, the information is fine? The text?
Let me see. We're going to blur out some backgrounds. Jagwing information. I'll have to have the guys look at that part because I'm not very knowledgeable. So I will definitely have them look at that.
No problem.
Products, we still have to get you the information for the products.
Sure. And if
again,
you
though, I'm sorry?
If you want to change some wording from the entire site, you will provide me the wording page by page. I will change it. No problem.
Okay. And then you see here where, again, it's another car part. We want a jagwing.
Okay.
Something there. This is where we'll list our dealers. And I don't think we'll need to contact because I believe based on what you showed me before, we should be able to click on one of the dealers that we have and it gives directions for where they're at. Right?
Uh-huh. But to contact
once
it
we go into.
necessary, I guess somebody wants to contact you directly regarding something, so they can fill out the form and you can
Well,
contact them.
that's a different page. That's this page.
Yep.
I'm on the find a dealer page.
Okay, what happened?
So we want them, we're going to give you our dealers and you can upload them and all of their information. And I'd like it to be once they click on it, that map comes up so they can see where they're located.
Dealer where is located on the map? You will
I will
provide
give you the information. Yeah.
the all dealer information, and someone will click on the map on the dealer, so the map will show dealer location, right?
Yeah.
Now find a dealer, so it's fine.
So become a dealer. I think it's a little backwards. The company should always be at the top.
Okay.
So it should say company, name, phone, email. And we'd like this part to be a drop down. We don't need the ETC. You can eliminate that. The address can come up here underneath all the boxes. This is going to be a drop down. Eliminate the ETC. And you could just put in there something about, information you're looking for, something, notes that they can send to us to submit.
Add to message box, actually. Note, add notes box. Okay.
Right, so the address box is going to go up here. Company is going to go company, name, address, phone number, email. Are you a distributor with a drop-down box? Eliminate, etc., and then a message box.
I got you.
And we want the name to be mandatory.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. And
And then I'll have the guys look at the information you have down here for dealer advantages and make sure that's correct, okay? Then the contact us, name, email, subject, comma, send a message. I would obviously put a picture in there.
okay, no problem.
With
Contact
some kind of
us.
verbiage. And dealer login. Yeah, that should be fine. Now I won't be able to see what the backside of that looks like though, right?
That would be the development phase, right? It will be done. First, we need to complete the front end of the site, right?
Sure.
And then we will move to the dashboard, the development phase about the login area. Okay.
Okay. And did you understand my question about in the cart, there needs to be a section where municipalities can enter a PO number as form of payment.
Oh, where? Sorry.
So instead of them actually having to put a credit card, debit card, PayPal, any of that stuff in, they should be able to put in a PO number
PO
as a
number
form of
address,
payment.
in the address, right?
Their name, the company, the municipalities that they work for.
Can you go to the product? Can you
I'm
go?
sorry?
Please go to the products. Is there any page? Can you click on any product? Search.
Okay.
I think, let me see, hang on. Can you please click on the product name? Product, yep. Click on the add to cart. Then check out, scroll down. Check out, scroll down. Proceed, check out. scroll down. Here is the form. So,
okay. So, we need to put something in here, and you're going to have to explain how it goes because I'm not sure. We need to put something in there that points municipalities towards it so they can put in their municipality. And once they do that, a pop-up comes up for them to put in their PO number. That PO number will supersede any other payment.
So what is exactly the purpose of the PO number?
The PO number, it's, okay, so it's a company that gets approval from the higher-ups to get work done. They provide us with a PO number so that once the work is done, we then will bill them. But they don't pay in advance for the work. They're not buying a part. They may be, you know, having an installation of a jagwing dung. So we don't take payment upon that. We put a PO on it, and once the job is complete, then we bill them.
So basically you're saying somebody will fill out a form and they will just fill out the cart details as well, right? And if they are appealing to you something, so once you will be complete their work, then you can able to go ahead and charge to them, right?
But we won't charge through here.
Okay, so basically you need information, and once you complete the work, then you will go ahead and charge them, right?
Correct. So if they put something in their cart, but they need us to do work for it, we're not just sending them a product. They need to be able to put their municipality name and the PO number in there so that supersedes any other form of payment, because they don't need another form of payment.
Same goes to products as well. Let's say if I select any product, right, and I want
no,
to put...
No, that's different. No, it's only for work. Well, no, I guess it's not. You're right. It goes for products also.
So let's say I want... any part or anything else, right? I just select the product, I click on the add to cart, and it goes to the checkout page, right? I just fill out the form, I put my cart details as well. As I put my cart details, so the pop-up will be, as I place the order, so the pop-up will be appear, and on the pop-up having a thing, like once the work done, so then we will go ahead and charge that. This is a, on the pop-up, this type of work.
No, we can't do that. We can't force them to put a card in for that because it's a municipality. So we need another section in here strictly for municipalities that allows them to move forward with their purchase based on a PO number. Only individuals that work for a municipality will know what that means. So anybody else that tries to do it, they won't have that information and they won't be able to. They will have to go through the card process.
Okay.
But we can't insist that a municipality puts a card on file.
Or if they doesn't want to check mark for the on that point, so what happened next? If somebody wants to make a payment, so they cannot do that?
Not if it's a municipality, because they won't be able to do that. It's just how the process works for them.
Okay.
They won't have the ability to make that payment. They will do it through a PO.
PO. And if they don't want to go with the PO or something, except this function.
Right, then they would just do the normal process.
The normal process. Can you?
But we need the ability to have. We need the ability to have that part in here for the municipalities.
Can you do me a favor for that, right? The function, the information that you're talking about. Can you go ahead and email me the fields that you want on that page for that
okay.
person? So like a name, whatever the fields you want, name, phone number, PO box, and information, and so on, right? What you're talking about. You just email me these things along with the field names, so I will go ahead and create that form for you.
Along with what?
Along with the fields name, like a name. Like
oh, yeah.
Whatever fields you want on that function, so we will email
okay.
me all the fields, I will go ahead and create that form for you, and I will show you.
Okay. So now back to the regular. So I would say that we have to have a field that says name.
The
address.
Regular will be changed. Right now this is a dummy. Regular will be changed name, phone number.
Right. No landmark. We don't need that.
Yes, that is a regular page. I do understand that. It will be changed with the standard page like name, phone number, address, and so on and so on.
Okay.
So,
and then we also need a billing and a shipping address.
Is
it the same or isn't it?
Exactly. That's
okay.
Why I'm telling you. This is a regular page. I will share with you the standard page, right? No problem.
Okay. And then the other thing that needs to be on here that I put in my notes was we need a tax exemption section where if they put in the information, then taxes won't be added to their purchase.
Yeah, no problem. This will be done, right? So you just provide me the fields for that function which you're talking about. I will go ahead and create that form for you because for that thing, we need to create a separate form. So you can provide me that, please.
Okay.
Anything else needs to be done on this site?
I think we'll start there, and I'll get the information you need from me, and hopefully we can get things going.
That's perfect, ma'am, and thank you so much for your time. You just come over here and give me the time. So I really appreciate it, and I have noted down all the points, right? I will go ahead and make those changes for you, and I will get back to you soon. And in the meanwhile, you will provide me all the fields that we have discussed.
Yes.
No problem. Anything else I can help you with, Mandy?
No, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Take care, Mandy. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a good day. Bye-bye.